but as promised, we're going to go back Tzimdritenmol to the Gemara on Daf Samach Amud Beis, which talked about the inyan of Torah Shebaal Peh. So last night we said over Torah from Hagoyin Reb Ruvin Ben Ramosha, Reb Ruvin Margolius, Zayin Sefer Netzayar, and his Sefer Mechkar B'Darchei HaTalmud, who gave us a little bit of the rest of the story, just to be able to, you know, visualize, literally, a little bit better how Torah Shebaal Peh was disseminated and different nuances that emerged because of the fact that Torah Shebaal Peh is no longer Baal Peh, but rather Torah Shebaal Peh is written. But today, I think it's kedai to look at it a little bit from a deeper, a little bit of a, you say this, a bigger perspective. So again, the Hakdama is that once upon a time, the Torah, which of course is one and a singular, was really made up of two distinct components. There was the Torah Shebiksav, and there was the Torah Shebapeh. The Torah Shebiksav are the Chamishei Chumshei Torah and the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, and the Torah Shebapeh is what we do. Torah Shebapeh is the Pirush, it's the commentary of the Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav was written. Vayihi b'Tzayah Aron, you take out a Sefer Torah, it's all written. Torah Shebaal Peh was transmitted orally. In fact, there was an Isser, sounds like maybe even an Isser Deiraisa. Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyatar Rashoi Lo'imrim Baal Peh, and Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Iyatar Rashoi Lo'imrim Biksav. It had to be kept, it had to be done in this specific way. So two Ha'aris. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is in Perek Gimel, it's Mishnah Ches. Rab Dostoy b'Rab Yanai Mishum Rab Meir Amir. Rab Dostoy b'Rab Yanai said of the name Rab Meir. Kol HaShecheyach Dover Echad B'Mishnasai. Rab Meir, who by the way had a photographic memory. Kol HaShecheyach Dover Echad B'Mishnasai. If somebody forgets one thing that he learned from his Mishnah, this is scary. Malo Olav HaKosov Kilum Ischayev B'Nafshai. He's Chayev Misa. Whoa. So if somebody forgets one thing that he ever learned in his whole life, he's Chayev Misa. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Rak. Watch yourself. Be very, very careful. To make sure that you're never going to forget your learning. You would think, I feel to talk to all of Mishnasai. What if it was something very, very difficult and he just couldn't remember it? It was just very, very hard what he was learning. Oh, that's already different. In that case, it's going to be different. Meaning, the only time a person is chayev misa for forgetting his learning is atche yeshev, the Mishnah says, he sits for yesira movie, but he actually tries to forget it. So if you try to forget your learning, that's when you chayev misa. But if a person just forgets because maybe he doesn't have a good memory or because that's just what we do, we forget. So as a result, in that case, for sure, he's not going to be mischayev benafsha. The Briskerov, Marana Griz, in Chedushe Moron Rizal Levi Al HaTorah, this is in Parshas Vaschana. He says that there's a Messiah from his Zayda, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that when the Mishnah says that if somebody forgets one Mishnah from his learning, he's Chayev Misa, it was referring Dafka to Torah Shebaal Peh, and Dafka at the time that Torah Shebaal Peh was transmitted orally. But once Torah Shebaal Peh was written in the times of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, because of Eis Lasa Eis Lashem Heferu Torah Secha, at that point, there's no Isser anymore for a person to forget his Torah. So the Isser to forget Torah Shebaal Peh is not something that's Noyig Bizman Hazeh. It's a Hilchas Ola Mashiach. It's not something you have to worry about right now. Once upon a time, Torah Shebaal Peh was transmitted orally, and then when they used to learn about Peh, there was an instant to forget the Torah Shebaal Peh. But today, it's not something you have to worry about. Says the Briskerov, Kedarkoi. He says, what's the Tifkeit? What's the Oymek? So Briskerov says like this. The Oymek Hadvarim is, there's no Issa for a person to forget his learning. Now, Ashrei Misha Balakan V'Talmuda B'Yadai. Right, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, he had some outer body experience, and he heard in Shemayim, there's a baskel, that every time a neshama comes up, they scream, Ashrei Misha Balakam V'Talmud B'Yadai, how praiseworthy is a person that arrives in Shemayim V'Talmud B'Yadai, which means he knows learning, and he has it. So this is like one of the Makairis for Chazara, Talmud B'Yadai. But the bottom line is that the Isser of forgetting Torah is not an Isser that, oh, I learned something and now I forgot it. Oh, I was over an Isser. So I ate something I wasn't supposed to eat. I was Mechal Shabbos. I was Shecheyach Dovarechem and Mishnasai. Snidah is not Isser, said the Briskerov. There's no Isser for a person to forget his learning. What then does the Mishnah mean when it says that if someone's Sheikhech, Dover Echem, in the Shnosei, I raise a Mishchai ben Ashrei? What it means is like this. What it means is that once upon a time, the Mesoira was given over Baal Peh. There's a Mesoira. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. Mesoira Yeshua, Yeshua Liskeinim. Nevi'im, Anshei Knesset Agdoila, the Rambam and his Akdamot Yad Chazaki worked through the entire Mesoira, literally up until his time. The Chazon Ish took what the Rambam wrote and he followed it through all the way up until his time. But the point is that there's an inyan of Mesoira. Torah was always given over by Mesoira. And it was given over by Mesoira orally. It was given over by Peh. Okay, last time we spoke a little bit about maybe people wrote here and people wrote there, but there was no organized Torah Shebik Sab. It was all about Peh. It was all orally. If a person would forget part of his learning, you know what might happen? We're going to lose the Mesoira. This is the Mesoira. You're literally knocking off a link that goes all the way back to Maimed Har Sinai. Something that you didn't have preserved for thousands of years. And we're going to now go, you're going to forget your learning. You're literally playing with the Mesoira, with the whole essence of Klal Yisrael. And Dover Echad Mimishnasei that's forgotten is a loch in the shif. It's literally a pgam in the entire Mesoira. So said the Priskerov, that's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner meant. He meant that the Isra of forgetting learning, it doesn't mean, oh, I learned the Daf Gemara and then I forgot it. Oh, I was over this. That's not true. That's not what it means. Yeah, Chazer Avada, but that's not what it means. What it means is that if somebody forgets a chelik of the Mesoira, so now you're playing, you're championing with the whole Mesoira. If you're championing with the whole Mesoira, this is already a whole different story. And that already is so chomer, I raise a Mischai of Benash. You can understand why the Mishnah would speak in such harsh terms. Otherwise, it seems a little aggressive, right? I raise a Mischai of Benash. Terence says, we're not dealing with someone that just forgot a halacha, a lumdus that he once heard. You're dealing with someone that's maybe compromising the Mesoira. And when you compromise the Mesoira, it's a problem. So said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that was all a problem when the Mesoira went Baal Peh. But now the Mesoira is on the Svarim Shan. That's what the Mesoira is. And being that today it's all written, today you have the Gemara, today you have the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, today you have the Torah with the Bach and the Beis Yosef, you know, today you have a Mechaber and a Ramah, and a Shach and a Taz, today you have a Mogan Avram, you have Chuvus Chassam Soiv, you have Chuvus Noi Debiyudu, you have Igris Moshe. Today we have the Mesoira written, and because today we have the Mesoira written, so today already if someone's going to be Sheikhech, Tover Echam and Mishnasoi, he's no longer going to be Meschayev Ben Ashay. But the Beskarov is Marchiv on this Indian. And he says, you see from here, from this Mishnah, that there's a kpeda, there's an obligation for a person to make sure that he doesn't chep it with the Mesoira. And the Beskarov says that could be, this is pshat in a pasuk that we say in Kriya Shema, every single day, pamayim bahava. We say, v'yahavta as Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol meyadecha. And then we say, v'hoyu ha'devarim ho'ele, asher anoichi mitzavcha ayoyim, al levavecha. V'hoyu ha'devarim ho'ele, the things that I'm commanding you right now, these things should be alev avecha. So what does that mean? They should be alev avecha. So the Beskarov said that I believe that what the pasuk means when it says that hadvarim ha'ela should be alev avecha is sheyu kisuvim alevavoy tamid v'lo yishkechem. You shouldn't forget your learning. And he says it's an azara for this inyan. It's an azara not to forget your learning, which is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. By the way, the Gemara talks about this in Masechtas Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. So it's a Mishnah with a whole sugi Masechtas Menachos, and it. The Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner explained that what does it mean? It means that there's an obligation to hold on to the Mesoira, to make sure that the Mesoira is not going to get lost. And said the Beskarov, it's included in this pasuk of Ahoyu Advar Ma'ila Asher Noichim Mitzavcha Yoim Alevavecha. Alevavecha means it's your responsibility to make sure that you're going to uphold the Mesoira as best as you can possibly do. So Beskarov said that it could be. What's the next words? What does v'shinantam levanecha be? So we know Chazal Darshan from the words v'shinantam levavecha. Sheyiu divrei Torah. Rashi says loshin chidutu. Sheyiu mechudadim beficha. Shem yishalcha adam davar loy tehet sarich legamgein boy. Ela emar lema. What's the connection between these two psukim? V'hayu advar meila asher anochi mitzav chayim alevavecha. The next words are v'shinantam levanecha. That divrei Torah should be chidud, it should be mamish, something on at the tip of your tongue, because the heinein advarim. That's what it means. What does it mean? Don't forget your learning. Oh, You're not going to forget your learning. It's like a hoisaf on it. Don't forget your learning, and it should even be on the level of a shinantam levanecha. He says one more beautiful knesh. Rashi says, what does it mean, the shinantam levanecha? You should teach who? Who's levanecha? Your sons, right? Rashi says, levanecha ilu atamidim. The truth is that vanecha sometimes means your sons. And over here, anyways, Rashi teaches that vanecha means the talmidim. How did Rashi know vanecha here means talmidim? So Biskarov said, because what's the pasuk saying? V'shinantam levanecha. What is the pasuk? The pasuk is saying, don't forget Torah. Don't forget Torah Shabbat Peh. Uphold the Messiah the way Reb Chaim Volozhin explained it. What do you do with it then? V'shinantam? Yeah, it should be sharp. You should know it klar. But literally, v'shinantam means you should teach it. Who are you teaching the Messiah to? To your children? I don't know. You know, you're teaching it for shorter to your Talmidim. Right, the Messiah went, not father to son, that also. But Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai Umasar Lishu. Not every father is qualified to teach the Messiah to his son. Not every father is qualified, not every son is qualified. But there always has to be a Messiah. And the Messiah goes more from Rebbe to Talmud than from father to son. So this pasuk, which is the Azar of Shikhas HaTorah, which is the pasuk that talks about upholding the Messiah. So if we're talking about Shikhas HaTorah, we're talking about upholding the Messiah. So what's the Azar? The Azar is Vishinantam Levanecha. What's the Vanecha? Levanecha is Elo HaTalmidim. Either way, this is what's happening here in this Biskarav. Biskarav Shtal Su'a Gemara Masech the Saita. We'll post it as a related rabbi. But the Gemara is in Saita Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, where the Gemara over there talks about every single mitzvah. There were four covenants that were associated with every single mitzvah. Mar says even more than that. But every single mitzvah, 613 mitzvahs. So when the Yidden got the mitzvahs, they were told, Lilma, you have to learn the mitzvah. Lelame, you have to teach the mitzvah. Lishmar, protect the mitzvah, the lasse, and do the mitzvah. Lilmoid, learn. Okay, that's easy. Lalamid, we understand what that is. Lasseis, do the mitzvah. Straightforward. What does lishmar mean? So Biskarov, and again, we spoke about this in Soita Daf Lamed Zayin. He brings from the Marsha. Lishmar means don't forget the mitzvah. Remember it. What does it mean, remember it? So Pasha, okay, don't forget the mitzvah. Don't forget the learning of the mitzvah. But it's more than that. It's uphold the Messiah. There's a Messiah, and every single mitzvah needs to go over the Messiah. So there's an element of lishmar. Forget nish the halachas from the mitzvah. This inyan of kol hashechech tov erecha b'mishnasei. At the end of this priest, the Biskarov says, shuv matzasi, I found that this that Reb Chaim Volozhin said is mefurish in the Vilna Gaon. Which, by the way, is Gishmak, because who was Reb Chaim Volozhin's rabbi? He was the Vilna Gaon. But he says, I found it in the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, in his Pirish, on Yerushalmi, Mesechtes Peah. So the Pasuk says, and this is really the topic of the Gemara, Gittin Daf Samech Amud Beis, Kal Pi Advarim Ha'Ela, Karati Itchabris. And the Gemara says there was a machloikus between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yudah b'Rabbi Shimon had to understand this Pasuk. So I'll say over this. One of the two pshatim, the Charona Omar, Charona means the other, so we don't know who said what. But Charona, the other one, said that this is what the pasuk means. It says, "Ki al pi advar ma'ela karati it chabris." Im shamarta masha bepeh, if you're shamarta masha bepeh, the kiyamta masha b'ksav, atam mekabel schar. Vim lav in atam mekabel schar. This is the Yerushalmi. Im shamarta masha bepeh, the kiyamta masha b'ksav, atam mekabel schar. So what does it mean? Im shamarta masha bepeh, v'kiyamta masha b'ksav. Listen to the Vilna Gaon. B'kitzur l'shaynay. Im shamarta masha bepeh. Pirish. Shemar shebepeh tzorech lishmar oysom shalo yishkach. What's bepeh? You have to watch to make sure you don't forget it. V'kiyamta masha b'ksav. Pirish. Shemasha b'ksav einoy tzorech elo l'kaymoy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Masha bepeh at the tzorich lishmar shalo yishkach. Im shamar to masha bepeh. But masha b'ksav says the goyin ainoi tzorich, you don't have to watch it. You know what you need? Is elo l'kaimah. Said the Briskerov. Hein hein advar. It's the whole shtickle. Torah shabal peh, you can't forget. The iser of shikhas ha-Torah, like Reb Chaim Volozhin said, was only on the Torah shabal peh. Because the iser is not to forget learning. The iser was to forget the Messiah. And being that the Torah Shabbat Peh was the only chelik of the Torah that was given over in Messiah, so it was only negeya Torah Shabbat Peh. And by the way, it was only negeya once upon a time, before Torah Shabbat Peh was written. But once Torah Shabbat Peh was written, at that point, this wasn't going to be an issue anymore. So the iser of remembering, that's only negeya Torah Shabbat Peh. And by the way, what's the lashon? Im shamarta masha bepeh. Tzorech lishmar. That's the Gemara Saita Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Lilmoidu lalameid, lishmar velasis. What's lishmar? The Marsha said, lishmar means don't forget. Lishmar, watch it, protect it. What are you protecting? Protect the Daf Gemara that you just learned? Protect the Masorah. That's what you have to protect. So when it comes to Torah Shabbat Peh, it's an inyan of Lishmar. When it comes to Torah Shabbat Iksav, ain't Sarach El Kaimai. That you don't have to watch. All you need to do is you have to make sure that you're going to watch it.